Language Course, Book 30, Tape 3D. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 3D. Look at Figure 1. Listen to a question and a conversation. Then, listen to the question again and choose the correct answer. Number 1. What must Jim do for the organization?
All right, good morning, gentlemen. I just returned from a meeting with the brigade staff. What we've got to do is we've got to come up with certain responses here based on the world situation. I can tell you that folks are really hopping at the brigade and division level. That's where I've just come from. I can tell you right now that we'll be in support of all operations. Now, even though we're far removed from the global conflict, our mission's going to be pretty significant. Now, what I'm going to ask you to do, Jim, is you're going to have to formulate a plan for this organization to support the operations.
What must Jim do for the organization? The answer is B. Listen and verify the answer.
Now, what I'm going to ask you to do, Jim, is you're going to have to formulate a plan for this organization to support the operations.
Number 2. What is their first priority in the planning stages?
Sir, do we have any knowledge of who the opponent, the policy, or tactics may be?
Well, we've got to be sensitive to the possibility that we might be mobilized, so I'd like you to review our mobility plans. But most importantly, our big issue is to ensure the security of our installation here. Now, what our priorities will be, that remains to be seen. Our first priority in the planning stages has got to be anti-terrorism. I want you to ensure that we have secured all of our confidential, secret, and top secret documents in accordance with policies. We think that folks will be targeting our files and plans. We've got to ensure that our operational security briefings are current, and we've got to make sure that all of our personnel are fully committed to operational security.
What is their first priority in the planning stages? The answer is C.
Our first priority in the planning stages has got to be anti-terrorism.
Number 3. If the organization is mobilized, how do they want the folks in the organization to be prepared?
Do you foresee the need to formulate any new contingency plans?
Absolutely. And what I'd like you to do is get with the intel folks at the division level, find out what information they currently have, and then what I'd like you to do is come up with a plan, a contingency, if you will, that we can implement here within the organization. And then what I'd like you to do is suggest a course of action that we should follow so that we can ensure that we are tactically prepared for any contingency that might arise, and also, too, that if we're mobilized, that our folks are going to be prepared to enter the conflict fully briefed, fully understanding what their missions will be.
If the organization is mobilized, how do they want the folks in the organization to be prepared? The answer is B.
And also, too, that if we're mobilized, that our folks are going to be prepared to enter the conflict fully briefed, fully understanding what their missions will be.
Number 4. What type of simulations do they want to set up?
I don't see any problem working a joint plan that would be feasible for a conventional mission. Do you have anything else, sir?
One thing that I'd like you to do is we need to ensure that, and I want you to get Bill Johnson involved in this, training is going to be a real key to this. What I'd like us to do is set up some simulations. I'd like to simulate a penetration into our organization. I'd like to simulate some of the real-world situations that we can find. We've got to improve our training in the chemical environment, but most importantly, I want to ensure that before we have to go anywhere, that we are operating in a secure environment here. I want the policy clearly understood that no one leaves or enters the area without proper authority. We've got to ensure that we adopt an access plan that ensures the security of the folks within the organization.
Okay, sir, fine. I don't see any conflict with establishing this priority.
What type of simulations do they want to set up? The answer is C.
I'd like to simulate a penetration into our organization. I'd like to simulate some of the real-world situations that we can find.
Number 5. What personnel issues should be taken care of in the organization before they are mobilized for an armed conflict?
Any difficulties with support from outside agency. The boss was real clear on that. If we've got a requirement, he wants us to formulate a list of requirements, send it up the line, and then he'll ensure that each of the units will be reviewed. He'll establish an order of priority on who gets what when, but I want and get with the logisticians on this. See if we need anything that we don't have now, and make sure that we get that list to hire as soon as we can.
Fine, sir. We'll get you the list, and if you need to derive anything from the list, you let us know.
All right. Again, Jim, let's make sure that our training plan is complete. Let's ensure that all folks are briefed, and get with the personnel folks as well. We're looking at moving into a conventional environment. Ensure that everything is up to date in terms of wills, in terms of power of attorneys, before we mobilize our folks and put them in an armed conflict, if you will, we've got to ensure that we've covered all the bases on the personnel issues.
What personnel issues should be taken care of in the organization before they are mobilized for an armed conflict? The answer is A.
Ensure that everything is up to date in terms of wills, in terms of power of attorneys, before we mobilize our folks and put them in an armed conflict.
Now turn to Figure 2. Listen to a conversation concerning difficulties with the flow in the dining room. Then write the correct ending for each sentence.
Sir, you got a minute?
Sure.
Sir, I was just talking to our dining hall manager. We've got a difficulty with the flow in the dining hall right now. It seems we've got more people going through the lines than we can feed during the posted hours. Number of different things that we can do here, but I wanted to get your thoughts on it. The problem is right now we're feeding 500 people at every meal, and most of them are showing up at exactly the same time.
That definitely is a problem. Probably, would push us to think of some alternative means of feeding the people. We might want to look at opening up another chow hall or staging the people in so they don't come in at all at the same time.
Well, sir, I've already ruled out open a second dining hall. We don't have the personnel to man a second facility.
Okay.
We can't get the support from the contractors, and we don't have the support from our own folks. There's not enough folks to go around.
Okay.
One suggestion that I would make, and it's going to require your coordination, is that we get with the training elements and see if we can't adjust the training schedule so that we don't have everyone arriving at the same time. As it is now, the training schedule has everyone breaking at 12 o'clock.
Okay.
I think one option might be to adjust training. I don't know how you feel on that.
Sounds pretty good to me if we can just kind of do everybody and kind of work them in by shifts, maybe on 30-minute increments.
Well, so we got four training elements. We could feed two and two. Alpha and Bravo elements could eat together and Charlie and Delta. Another option would be we could go Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta at 20-minute increments. I need to know how many feedings you want to have. We can do it any way you'd like. Those are some of the options, and I've checked with the dining hall folks, and they can work it either way. Four groups or two groups, and you just let us know how you want to go.
Well, let's try starting tomorrow, doing four groups at 30-minute increments, and try it for 3 or 4 days, and then report back to me and see how well that worked.
All right, sir. Sounds like a simple operation. We'll make it happen.
Let's check your answers. Number one, the answer is during the posted hours.
It seems we've got more people going through the lines than we can feed during the posted hours.
Number two, the answer is a second dining hall.
Well, sir, I've already ruled out open a second dining hall.
Number three, the answer is breaking at 12 o'clock.
As it is now, the training schedule has everyone breaking at 12 o'clock.
Number four, the answer is at 20 minute.
Another option would be we could go Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta at 20 minute increment.
Number five, the answer is make it happen.
Sounds like simple operation. We'll make it happen.
Now turn to figure three. Listen to a conversation and write the contractions you hear in the conversation. Listen for contractions such as I'd, we've, he's. Write the contractions as you hear them.
Yes, sir. I'd like to see if you have a few minutes to talk about Sergeant Smith, who is now, he'll be leaving and going to his next duty assignment next month. And we probably ought to look at the possibilities of replacing him in his current job.
Yeah, that's true. First of all, let me ask you before we go any further, Jim. We got his award on track?
Yes, we have
his
award.
Okay, good. I saw a flyer. We're having a lunch for him on the 26th. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, who's going to take his spot? That's going to be a big hole to fill because he's doing an awful lot for us. What do we got lined up as far as replacement?
Well, sir, we've got a few people. We've got an Army Staff Sergeant named Townsend. We've got an Air Force Sergeant named Blue. And we've got an airman who's just come in, which probably doesn't have very much experience, would be Airman Ritter.
Listen again and write in the contractions you might have missed.
Yes, sir. I'd like to see if you have a few minutes to talk about Sergeant Smith, who is now, he'll be leaving and going to his next duty assignment next month. And we probably ought to look at the possibilities of replacing him in his current job.
Yeah, that's true. First of all, let me ask you before we go any further, Jim. We got his award on track?
Yes, we have
his
award.
Okay, good. And I saw a flyer. We're having a lunch for him on the 26th. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, who's going to take his spot? That's going to be a big hole to fill because he's doing an awful lot for us. What do we got lined up as far as replacement?
Well, sir, we've got a few people. We've got an Army Staff Sergeant named Townsend. We've got an Air Force Sergeant named Blue. And we've got an airman who's just come in, which probably doesn't have very much experience, would be Airman Ritter.
You can check your answers on the answer page when the tape is over. Now turn to Figure 4. Read the list of base words in Figure 4 now. Listen to the conversation and write the form of the base word that you hear.
Well, I'm reluctant to put an airman in there. I don't know these folks. Townsend and Blue, I know. The young airman, I don't know. But I'm reluctant to put in a junior enlisted person in that job because Smith pulled a heck of a lot of duties here, and I just don't think we want to put that burden on a younger person.
Understand, sir.
Now, Townsend and Blue, what do we got those folks doing right now?
Both of them are pretty much equally working the same type of jobs. Basic administration of paperwork, etc. Both of them have very good records, and it's just a matter of who would be the best suited for the new job.
Okay, now, if we pull them out of what we're doing, what kind of hole is that going to create for us?
Actually, the organization Sergeant Townsend is in can make it up easier than the other organization.
Okay. So if we take Townsend, we're going to have less of an impact on the overall organization.
Yes, sir.
Okay. How do Townsend and Blue match up in terms of their abilities? Who's the stronger NCO?
They're about the same, sir, with a little bit of preference maybe to Sergeant Blue.
Okay, so the problem we have then is if we take Towns, then it's less of an impact on the organization as a whole, but he's the weaker of the two guys.
Not real weak, sir, but comparable. But Blue has a little bit more experience in the area that we're trying to fill.
Okay. Have you asked Smitty what he thought about this? Who he thinks we ought to pool to replace him?
Sir, he said it's a coin toss.
It's a coin toss. Well, what's your recommendation?
Sir, I'd have to go with Sergeant Blue.
I'll tell you what. Let me think on that. I'm inclined to agree with you, but let me sleep on that a day. We don't have to make this decision today, do we?
No, sir.
Check your answers in Figure 4 now. Number 1, the answer is enlisted. Number 2, the answer is equally. Number 3, the answer is administration. Number 4, the answer is actually. Number 5, the answer is organization. Number 6, the answer is abilities. Number 7, the answer is preference. Number 8, the answer is comparable. Number 9, the answer is recommendation. Number 10, the answer is decision. Please turn to Figure 5. Look at the special expressions in boldface type. Listen for these special expressions in the following conversation.
Okay. Have you asked Smitty what he thought about this? Who he thinks we ought to pull to replace him?
Sir, he said it's a coin toss.
It's a coin toss. Well, what's your recommendation?
Sir, I'd have to go with Sergeant Blue.
I'll tell you what. Let me think on that. I'm inclined to agree with you, but let me sleep on that a day. We don't have to make this decision today, do we?
No, sir.
All right. How about checking back with me in the morning? Let me sleep on this. And what I'd like you to do as well is sit down for me and give me all the options of if we take Townsend, what's it going to do for us? And if we take Blue, what's it going to do for us? And what the costs are. I want to know what kind of bills I got to pay in this operation. So just make it a simple plus-minus chart, if you would. I think you're probably on track with going with the Blue decision, but come back to me tomorrow. I don't think we need to rush in this. Smitty's going to be here for another 3 or 4 weeks. What's the cross-training time? How much time do you think we'll be to train one of these fellows?
It's negligible, sir.
Okay, good. Let's get together then tomorrow morning. 9 o'clock good for you?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's shoot for 9. Thanks.
Listen to definitions of the special expressions you heard in the conversation. A coin toss means one is as good as the other, or they're equal. Checking back means asking about it again later. Let me sleep on this means let me think about it tonight, and I'll make a decision tomorrow. A plus-minus chart shows the advantages and disadvantages of each issue. On track means you've made the right decision, or you're going in the right direction. Let's shoot for 9 means let's try to meet at 9 o'clock. This is the end of tape 3D, book 30.